Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. Happy new House of Keys. This is Update for Friday 24th from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. 24 new cases of COVID. That's 256 active cases, 4 in nobles, no one in ICU. After the election and the swearing-in, who's going to be the next chief minister? And a former chief minister, Donald Gelling, criticises the election public meetings. Snaefell surgery will be back to strength this time next week. And a vote of no confidence in the chair of Castletown Commissioners at the end of another flume-free week at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Tessa Hawley.
Faster Mai, 24 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man. It means there are now 256 active cases. 4 people who have the virus are in hospital. No one is in intensive care. Castletown Commissioners is holding a vote of no confidence in its chair, Carol Quine. Fellow member Jimmy Cubbon is aiming to oust her in an extraordinary meeting of the board on Monday. He says Ms. Quine didn't respectfully reply to the board's prior request that she resign. History was made last night as 10 women were elected to the House of Keys. It's double the number voted into the administration in 2016. In international news, 2 14-year-old boys have been sentenced to 13 and 12 years respectively for murdering an autistic boy. Ollie Stevens, who was 13, was stabbed to death near to his home in Reading in January. A 14-year-old girl received 3 years and 2 months for manslaughter. It's understood UK ministers are thinking seriously about relaxing visa rules to allow more qualified HGV drivers into the country. Petrol stations are now being affected by a driver shortage, with queues forming and some forced to close. And screenwriter Russell T. Davies is returning to take charge of Doctor Who. He helped revive the series in 2005 and says he's beyond excited to be back on his favourite show. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Book your place at the Isle of Man e-gaming seminar, supported by Man Benham, at iomegs.online. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Tessa, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. There's no warning out at sea in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. On the Isle of Man this evening, dry and cloudy, a moderate west-southwesterly, low temperature 15 through the night. For Saturday, Jasan, dry with sunny intervals, possibility of some coastal mist drifting around. Daytime maximum 19 degrees. Going to be dry overnight, down to 14 Celsius Saturday into Sunday. And Jaduni, dry and bright, then the strong southerly will bring some heavy rain after dark. Top temperature 18 degrees. The Matrix signs are showing fog on the mountain road tonight. Sunsets at 13 minutes past 7. Low water 8:30. High water 22 minutes past 2 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 8 minutes past 7, and low water, 9 minutes to 9.
Find the latest ranges of high-tech windows, doors and conservatories at the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
24 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man. Tessa's back with that detail.
It means there are now 256 active cases. Of those, 19 are related to travel, 115 are from a known source, and 122 are from an unknown source. The origin of 9 of the new cases is under investigation. 4 people who have the virus are in hospital. That's 1 more than yesterday. No one is in intensive care. 195 people are waiting for the results of a PCR test, and 122 are booked in for a PCR test tomorrow.
Following yesterday's general election, questions are now being asked about who will hold the top job in government, the Chief Minister of the Isle of Man. Lewis Foster.
The position could go to any of the 24 members elected last night. Health Minister David Ashford has already ruled out the position for himself, but what do other members think? Education Minister Dr. Alex Allinson and now the longest-serving member of the House of Keys, Juan Watterson, were asked for their thoughts this morning.
I've been voted in by the electorate of Ramsey. What I now need to do is see whether there's the backing of the elected members of the House of Keys to allow me to go further. I've always said that when you're elected in to represent your local constituents, you should seize any opportunity that's there to do that in the best way possible, but also represent the people of the Isle of Man that have welcomed me and now allowed me to make this my home.
It's not a job that I've ever coveted. It's a job that I've always said that if that's what the members of the House of Keys wanted me to do, it's a job that I would do. My first love is always just being a parliamentarian, so it'll be interesting to go in and take the temperature of my colleagues today.
Well, Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon has been pitched by some as a favourite for the chief seat. This was his reaction after topping the polls in Erin Michael last night.
I'm going to now talk to other elected representatives over the next few days, and from those conversations we'll determine what now needs to happen in order to get a government formed, get a plan together, and I'll let people know in the next few days where things stand from that perspective.
In previous years, the Chief Minister was elected in the first sitting of the new Tynwald. Now, members will have until the 12th of October to consider who to put in charge of Comyn.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Troubling Castletown, the commissioners are holding a vote of no confidence in Chair Carol Quine. Fellow member Jimmy Cubbon is aiming to oust her in an extraordinary meeting of the board this Monday, the 27th.
Jimmy Cubbon has written to board members to call an extraordinary meeting on Monday. He writes that it is to discuss the position of chairman and the failure of the chairman to respectfully reply to the board's request that she resign forthwith. At the meeting, he says he'll be proposing a vote of no confidence, if the chairman hasn't resigned by then. He writes, "This is a matter that cannot be taken lightly, and I do not send this email without due consideration. Many members sought transparency as a key element in their manifestos, and a failure to acknowledge a majority decision by fellow board members is unacceptable and non-democratic." Carol Quine was elected to lead the board following the local authority elections in July.
22 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio, live from the Isle of Man, this is Update. Two new partners are set to join Snaefell Surgery in Anaker. Jeanette Qualtrough and Mary Rose Pritchard will start their new roles next Friday, a week today, the 1st of October. Teresa Cope, a boss of Manx Care, broke the news live on Manx Radio last night.
Just in Manx Care, we're just about to announce that we have two female advanced nurse practitioners who are about to join the Snaefell practice as partners. And that's important.
Crikey, Snaefell's going to be fully staffed.
Yes.
For how long?
Well, we hope this is a sustainable future for Snaefell. It's right. Had its ups and downs. But the fact that we have appointed two new partners, two great advanced nurse practitioners to support Stefan in his role, is important. They just happen to be women, but they happen to be incredibly strong partners and hopefully a brighter future for Snaefell practice.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Femricree is just entering the outer reaches of Douglas Bay at the moment. She departed Heysham at 23 minutes past 2. So we'll be docking in the next 15 minutes or so on the link span, leaving this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure at 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6. High-speed craft Mananan departed Douglas at 14 minutes to 3. She should be just approaching the pierhead in Liverpool at the moment, leaving this evening at 7:45, back at 10 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow morning's 10 a.m. departure for Mananan is to Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The organisation of public meetings held before yesterday's election has been criticised by a former chief minister. This year, the Cabinet Office organised the event, which had previously been called by the captains of the parishes. Donald Gelling spoke live on Manx Radio last night.
Communication of advertising was very, very poor. I rang up the Cabinet Office saying, for goodness sake, where's the posters? Mm. And when they came out, the print was about half an inch. In other words, if you were standing in a bus shelter, but not for out on the road, for cars or people seeing it. So there wasn't anything on the ground. That's what I'm saying. It was a shame because I thought we'd done well to have 100 people, you know, at a meeting. But I just think there could have been more.
So these were the pre-election meetings organised by the Crown and Elections team. And it is, as you said, Donald Gelling, a different approach this year. We've talked so much already throughout the evening about political engagement. Some people would say, you know, that the Crown Elections team have really tried to take the bull by the horns. They've tried to do things a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
Not everything's going to work, I suppose.
No, and I think that's you've got it absolutely right. We didn't know, well, I certainly didn't, as the captain of the parish of Stanton, who's invited to chair this meeting, whether we should have been still doing the advertising as we would have done 10 years before, because it was a requisition meeting where the people of the parish signed for a meeting to take place. This time, we were waiting for the cabinet office. And Berkey, basically, they'd booked the halls.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 19 minutes before six. A shortage of necessary small parts is causing big problems for the car, van and lorry industry worldwide. A new estimate predicts a global shortage of computer chips is set to cost the world's vehicle makers $210 billion in revenue this year, with the semiconductor crisis projected to cut production by 7.7 million vehicles. The new figure almost doubles previous estimates. The chip shortage has already stopped production lines at plants around the world. China's central bank has announced that all transactions of cryptocurrencies are illegal, effectively banning digital tokens like Bitcoin. The People's Bank of China announced that virtual currency-related business activities are henceforth illegal. The price of Bitcoin fell more than $2,000 in the wake of the Chinese announcements, about £1,500. It's the latest in China's national crackdown on what it sees as a volatile speculative investment at best and a way to launder money at worst. Trading cryptocurrency has officially been banned in China since 2019, but continued online through foreign exchanges. In June, the PBC told banks and payment platforms to stop facilitating transactions and issue bans on mining the currencies, the trade of using powerful computers to make new coins.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower as worries around debt-strapped property developer China Evergrande and a weaker German business confidence survey hit sentiment. US stocks gave back gains after equities had the best day since July. Oil steadied. And gold priced higher, and in corporate news, JD Sports fell after Nike's first quarter sales missed expectations and the company cut its full year sales forecast. Travel and leisure stocks were on the up as engine maker Rolls-Royce, caterer Compass and BA and Iberia parent IAG were all higher. The numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was down 0.33% at 7,052. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.75% at 15,527. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down just over 0.1% at 34,717. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.4% at 14,990. Even the ever-reliable S&P 500 in Chicago currently down almost 0.2% at 4,442. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently worth $1 36.7 cents, €1 16.7 cents, and 20 South African rand 48.2 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold is up 0.5% at $1,752 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.5% at $77.67.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Water Sports, Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
It's 5:45. Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend. The weather is turning unsettled during Sunday. Until then, okay, sea temperature 15 Celsius. On Saturday, the wind is west or southwest, force 3 or 4, soon backing south. Wave height 0.5 of a metre, wave period 4 to 5 seconds. High water 27 minutes past 2 p.m. And on Sunday, the wind is south 4 or 5, steadily increasing 6 or 7. Wave height 1 to 1.5 metres, building to 2 and 2.5 metres. Wave period 5 or 6 seconds. High water 3:20 p.m.
If you're looking for supply only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate or call 674 573. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Everybody's just about getting their breath back after yesterday's House of Keys general election, so let's take a leisurely look back to the numbers with Dave Moore.
BMHK to grab the biggest share of any vote last night was David Ashford in Douglas North. He had 44.8% of the vote, an increase of 16% on 2016 when he was up against four other candidates as opposed to three this time. Juan Watterson in Russian had the most, 2,384, almost 300 more than 5 years ago, although he was up against one fewer candidate on this occasion. Others to be re-elected with more votes this time were Jason Morehouse, Anne Corlett, Claire Barber, yet they were up against fewer candidates than they were in 2016. Rob Collister and Julie Edge also received more votes than they managed 5 years ago and against the same number of candidates, as did Claire Christian, although she triumphed in last year's Douglas South by-election. Laurie Hooper and Alf Cannon also had more votes this time. However, they were up against more candidates. Daphne Kane and Dr. Alex Allenson were the only two MHKs re-elected who polled fewer this time. Kane was 148 down on this occasion, whereas Dr. Allenson, who some say could be the island's next chief minister, having received almost 3,000 votes in 2016, came away with just over 1,500 last night, although he was up against seven other candidates as opposed to four 5 years ago. Allenson's total is remarkable in that it's the second biggest loss of votes in this election, yet he keeps his seat. Yesterday, Paul Quine more than doubled the number of votes he received in the Douglas South by-election of 2020, but was unable to hang on to his seat. He was the only loser to gain more votes. Of those who lost their seats, Graham Crageen was around 250 votes down, Ralph Peake lost around 500, and there were big losses for the others voted out. Martin Perkins went from almost 1,800 to less than 1,000. Tim Baker scored over 1,500 in 2016 and polled just over 700 yesterday. Glenn Faber and Peel saw the biggest drops, Ray Harmer losing over 1,100 votes, whereas Geoffrey Boot dropped from 1,800 to less than 300.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Faster Maya, Rhiann Evans.
Faster Maya, very good Friday evening to you. Well, one local man has taken on and finished arguably one of the most difficult races in the UK. Alongside 400 others, Oren Smith competed in the Dragon's Back race. He orienteered his way through the Welsh Mountains from Conway to Cardiff, averaging 40 miles a day at 10,000 feet of elevation. Only 98 of that original 400 managed to finish, with Oren coming in fourth.
At no point did I think I couldn't do it. I was just going to make myself do it. Like, the only reason why I wouldn't have been able to do it is if I'd have broken something, or, you know, something physical would have stopped me, because I'd got it so kind of ingrained into me that getting to the finish is my only goal. So I think that kind of helped me to have strength, you know, even when it putting one foot in front of the other was like a difficult task.
And in bowls, the local singles league is getting back underway next month. The season was cut short back in March and was then postponed to avoid clashing with the outdoor summer season. Action gets underway on Monday, the 18th of October at Moreton Hall, along with the following two Mondays. That will be the 25th of October and the 1st of November to complete the season. That's just a sample of your sport. I'll have a more in-depth look of what's been happening this week and what's coming up this weekend on Friday Sport Preview from 6 o'clock.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
10 to 6 now, the inbound 25 past 5 from Manchester. The Loganair is on time. The 25 to 6 EasyJet from Gatwick came in 20 minutes early, which is just as well because it's off out fairly soon. Also departing 6 o'clock, Loganair, the patient transfer plane to Liverpool. That EasyJet to Gatwick should go at 5 past 6. Just one more inbound tonight. It's the 7.55 return from Loganair, Liverpool, the patient transfer plane in at 7.55 tonight. On the roads, just be aware this coming Sunday, the Isle of Man Cycle Challenge is taking place around the full TT course between 8.30am and 4pm. Now, the course is going to remain open to traffic throughout the event, but do watch out for bicycles on Sunday for the Isle of Man Cycle Challenge, particularly if the weather changes. Temporary three-way lights at the Brown Bobby for services and sewer connection work through until the start of November. In Ballasalla, temporary lights on the main road for work on the new bypass. In Colby, Ballakill Ferrick Road's closed for water pipe replacement. A short stretch of Ballacollister Road's closed in Laxey near the Coast Road for resurfacing. The A2 Coast Road north of Glen Mona at the Coroner's, temporary lights there 24 hours a day for some drainage work. Look out in Kirkmichael, those temporary lights on the main road for work on the pavement still there. Snaefell Road in Williston's closed, some parking suspended there for construction works. And Portrose Bridge closed till February next year.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
The Manx Labour Party will be represented by two MHKs in the new House of Keys. Joni Farragher topped the poll in Douglas East, and Sarah Maltby secured a spot in Douglas South, the seat previously occupied by her father, David Cretney.
As you know, I declared in January, and that was one of the first questions that people asked me, you know, haven't we just had an election? And I, yes, we have, you know, I'm really sorry to ask you to come out again, but please listen to me and listen to what I have to say. And people did, and I'm so pleased that they did.
Now, it's not just yourself in Manx Labour that's been elected. Joni Farragher elected in Douglas East as well. What does it mean for the party to have two MHKs?
Well, Joni and I have worked very closely together for a number of years, and when we both became elected chair and leader a couple of years ago, we were obviously delighted to be able to head up the Manx Labour Party and the incredible team that we have.
There does seem to be a strong history of party voting in Douglas South. Your dad, David Cretney, of course, represented the Manx Labour Party for years. There have been a few Liberal Vanin members there in recent years as well. What is it about party politics that speaks to the Douglas South voter?
You know, I think it's more to do... It's obviously very important, but I think it's having that team behind you and people trusting that...
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
The UK company Oceanwise Limited has been awarded a contract to maintain the national tide gauge network across the British Isles, including equipment at the Port Erin lifeboat station, which was installed almost 30 years ago. Now, the pressure points, which monitor and forecast coastal surge, are mounted close to the slipway. Oceanwise Limited's managing director is Mike Osborne. He says the data they receive will be available for any organisation or individual which needs it.
We're very pleased about winning this contract. And, you know, we're really looking forward to working with the Environment Agency and the devolved administrations and the Isle of Man government, indeed. Because one of the things that we're keen to see, which we're already doing with our port customers, is data sharing. So, you know, if there's anybody on the Isle of Man who actually thinks they would benefit from this data, whether it's a port authority, whether it's a recreational organisation, then please, please, please get in contact and we'll tell them how they can easily get hold of the data. And if they think of any improvements that we can make to the way the data is delivered or the system itself, then we'd be really pleased to feed that back to the Environment agencies so we can get better value, if you like, you know, the public investment that's gone into this system.
And I understand you've got someone on the Isle of Man at the moment?
In addition to this system, we actually do other things with the Isle of Man government. We provide them with marine mapping. Some of your listeners may be familiar with the Admiralty chart, which are used for shipping, commercial mm-hmm. shipping and recreational boating. We provide mapping for offshore renewable energy development, for marine planning, and we've got a framework agreement with the Isle of Man government to make that data available to the whole of the public sector in the Isle of Man. So again, if there's anybody listening who thinks that they would have access to that, you know, would like access to that data, then please get in contact. And the sorts of data, if they visit maps.oceanwise.eu, that's a kind of a shop window on the various data sets that we can provide. And if they're interested in the actual tide gauge data, then there's a website, eantgn.port-log.net, that they can visit, and they can see all of the data there, including the port area data.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer William King. Lots more at the manxradio.com website on the news site. You can find out all about the election, the ministers who went. No green seats in the new House of Keys administration. Look also to that new sculpture unveiled on Douglas Promenade, The Dancers. And how Manx Radio's exit poll was 95.8% accurate. That's it. Have a good weekend. Make the most of the weather. Update will be back 5:30 Monday.
WIXX.